Good news, no sweat news, Dave. Shall we launch into that?
Let's do this already.
All right.
Come on.
It's eerily close to the regular no sweat news.
Yeah.
But we're going to start with this.
We're headed there.
This story from Maryland, Potomac, Maryland. A serial bank robber finally got caught.
Oh.
He'd been robbing banks since 2012.
Wow.
Finally got caught when he broke his crime hiatus because of...
What?
You guessed it, coronavirus.
Oh, God, no way.
Between 2012 and 2016, a guy in his 60s that they never caught robbed more than a dozen banks in Potomac, Maryland.
That's incredible.
Then he stopped. Huh. Poof. Like, poof.
Yeah.
Like a usual suspect.
Kaiser Sose.
Poof.
And like that, he's gone.
Gone. Cops never caught him. And it's entirely possible that they never would have because his trail went cold. But last week, an old guy matching the description of the dude who had that last run of 4 years.
Yeah.
Broke his 4-year hiatus and robbed another bank. And this time the cops caught up with him.
Oh!
Turns out it's 71-year-old James Wersick.
What?
Why did he go back to robbing banks?
Wasn't money.
Wasn't getting enough jobs as an electrician because of the coronavirus. His attorney said he needed the cash.
See, this is not good.
See?
I mean, what do you think? But at the same time, geez, that guy's kind of talented.
He's facing all kinds of problems now.
Yeah, I know, but what a cat burglar. That was a good run before that.
Hey, a 4-year run of a dozen banks.
That's, I mean, come on over here.
That's a good run.
I'm Jesse James, that guy.
This next guy didn't have such a great run. Ontario, Canada, we go. What are the two things we know about Canada? Well, three things, really.
Drunk, hockey, and snow.
I know. The third one is polite. You got the first two on the nose. Yeah. The drunk and the hockey.
Well, that's because they're always drunk and distracted by hockey that they're polite.
So the Canadians are taking the pandemic and politeness still very, very seriously. Just the other day, Davis Morris robbed a bank in Ottawa, Canada. He did it in the most Canadian way possible. You see, the line for the bank starts at the front door outside, and there's little spots every 6 feet on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And so he waited in the last spot, and then he moved up 6 feet, and he moved up 6 feet.
He's socially responsible.
He was socially distant and responsible.
Nice
and
job.
Despite the fact that he wore a mask, the fact that he waited 6 feet away.
With the mask on?
With the mask. When he finally was his turn, he went inside, slipped the teller a note demanding money, and since he was in line in the cameras for so long, they were able to get a good shot at him.
Wow.
How do you...
Although I guess these days, yeah, you can wear one of those masks the whole time.
Oh, we did
because
this...
Because it's all about the COVID.
I did that on the No Sweat News 2 weeks ago.
That's true.
Not as a, you know, instructional moment for people who wanted to rob banks, but that facial recognition technology...
Yeah, right.
...is being completely messed up
destroyed
by mask wearing.
That is interesting.
Yes, especially if you pull it up way high to the tip of your nose, Dave.
That's what I'm going to do.
Not that you need me to give you any tips on bank robbing.
No, but I do need cash.
Now, for the third and final story today. Oh, boy. Mm. Could the pandemic end snow days for children forever?
Oh, boy. Well, yeah. They're going to run out of classes again.
Well,
days.
What have we learned? We have learned from the pandemic
that children can
learn while at school. So once schools are back.
While at home.
We have learned that they school while they can learn while at home. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
So the next time during a regular school year when a giant snowstorm hits.
Yeah.
All the teacher has to do is say, hey, break out your laptops. We're going to do some homeschooling.
Yeah.
The snow day might very well be a thing of the past. Which sucks.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, getting a snow day as a kid was like winning the lottery.
This is such a mess. The educational system right now.
Come on.
How can we expect kids to teach them? I got news for you. It took me, first of all, about 17 years just to graduate college.
Right.
When you're supposed to take four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, people, you know why? I don't like teaching myself stuff. The only way I ever learned is if there was an actual teacher telling me what the hell I'm supposed to do.
Now, your mileage may vary differently than Dave's. It could vary.
But kids are how are kids supposed to learn on themselves by themselves?
Called parental units.
Do you go to work on a snow day? Because I sure as hell do.
I do, and then I.
So how the hell am I supposed to teach my kids?
All pandemic long, I've been leaving early to go school my rotten kids. I mean, my wonderful children who do nothing but bring me pride and joy.
That's the problem, though. There's plenty of single-parent households.
They've learned a lot about Mario Kart, I'll tell you that right now.
You see my point? I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, but they're saying now the pandemic could very well end the whole idea of a snow day.
That's like one of the most magical parts about school.
Hello,
Is the snow day.
Is the time when you don't have to go to it?
Yes, of course.
Exactly.
You wake up, you're like praying, like, oh, God.
Is today the day?
You take out a ruler, it's like, oh, it's 4 inches. That's sort of on the line.
Is that enough to worry the school superintendent that the bus will slide directly off the road into a ditch?
I remember thinking as a kid, I was like a 10-year-old Al Roker. I was out there with charts, meteorologist maps. Night before, I was like tracking the clouds. Absolutely. I was desperate to get the next day off.
Could be a thing of the past.
Exactly.
We'll see. That's the good news, no sweat news? Maybe. We'll see you Friday for the No Sweat News quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.